Hi, I'm Emma, and this is The Creative Edition. Our mission is to inspire creatives to discover, grow, and own their brand. As a creator, influencer, or small business owner, it might not cross your mind that you need a bio or biography ready. But if you're being tapped to do a podcast interview or you're taking on speaking engagements, you'll probably be asked for one. I'm preparing for my first networking / speaking opportunity this year. I'll actually be speaking at the panel at the Seattle Business Babes relaunch event, and I'm so excited for it. And Alicia, one of the gals behind the Seattle Business Babes, requested a bio from me. I actually hadn't refreshed my bio since last year, so I thought it was time to update it and also share how to write a bio here on the podcast. Updating, refreshing my bio literally inspired a whole podcast episode, and I can't believe, looking back after, you know, the last few years, we've never talked about, you know, what a bio or biography should include. So if you've never written a bio before and you're ready to have one, or you've written a bio in the past and you're looking to refresh it for this year, this podcast episode is for you. I'm going to share my short bio, which I shared with Alicia, and then I'll break down the tips on writing a bio, especially if you're writing a bio for the first time. So here's my bio, friends. Emma is a Seattle content creator. Her blog and social media channels, Emma's Edition, encourages others to create their own experiences in style, one adventure at a time. Emma is also the host of the Creative Edition podcast. Her mission on the podcast is to inspire creatives to discover, grow, and own their brand. She loves to share what she's learned as a creator and social media tips. She loves spending time with her family when she's not creating content. She loves walking with her husband, Brandon, baby boy, Braxton, and dog, Boone, reading and being a new mom to Braxton. She also loves to eat, travel, and visit local coffee shops. So, what should your bio include? If you listen to my bio, maybe it would be helpful if you went back, re-listened to it. You also don't have to, because I'm going to break down what your bio should include right here. Your bio should include your name. It should include your company. If you're a creator or an influencer or maybe a host of a podcast, you can absolutely include and mention that. It should include your role or what you do, your mission statement or your purpose, and you can also include your values or brand goals. And lastly, you can also include your contact information. So that was my short bio, so it didn't include my contact information, but in my long bio, I do include how to get in touch with me. Here are a few optional things you can include, and I would say this just depends like who you're sending your bio out to. An optional thing to include are your accomplishments. Maybe if you've been awarded something or been recognized by a publication or maybe a city or a group of people, you can include your accomplishments in there. Optional as well is including some history. So you can include your degrees or previous roles, positions, maybe years in the industry. And then lastly, another optional thing to include, which I included in my short bio, are just personal tidbits. So again, this just depends who you're sending your bio out to. If it's more of a formal event, maybe you don't include any personal tidbits. If it's a little bit more informal, maybe there's an opportunity to, you know, network with the people that you are meeting with, you can include some personal tidbits. All right, friends. So let's jump into it. Here are a few tips for writing a bio, especially if it's your very first time. So tip number one, friends, is to start with a brainstorm before you write a rough draft. If you have never written a bio before, I recommend doing a little brainstorm session. Whether you want to make a mind map, and so if you haven't done a mind map before, it's basically where you draw a circle in the middle and then create branches off that circle, capturing any thoughts, ideas, and words around it. Or maybe a brainstorm session for you might look like creating a list. So whatever your method of brainstorming is, no matter what it, how you brainstorm, just know that brainstorming can be helpful in identifying what you want to include in your bio. Tip number two, friends, is to keep it simple. If you have already introduced yourself and you've shared your company name, what you do, and your purpose or mission statement, congrats, you have already made a bio. Most bios are straightforward. If adding your education and years in the industry helps your bio, I would recommend adding it. if adding some accomplishments boosts your credibility, I would also recommend adding it. I'm actually onboarding for a new opportunity right now, and the company I'm going to start working with asked me for a bio that was 70 characters or less. Oh my gosh, friends, at first I had to like reread that line because I was like, 70 characters is not a lot of characters. At first I was like, do they mean 70 words? But nope, it was literally bolded. You had to keep your bio under 70 characters. And so I was shocked. I worked and worked on it and I got it down to 69 characters. And so yeah, it was a true accomplishment, friend, just like getting down. That's probably like the shortest bio I have ever written. And at the same time, friends, I felt like that short little bio took me more time to edit down than my long bio, ironically. And so just for fun, friends, this is like my 69 character bio. And it's, Emma is the creator of Emma's Edition and the Creative Edition podcast. Like, that's it. That's the shortest bio I've ever written. But it calls out that I'm a creator, it calls out Emma's Edition, and it calls out that I'm the creator slash host of the Creative Edition podcast. All right, friends. So tip number three for writing a bio is to decide if you're going to write in first person or in third person. You may choose to write your bio by addressing yourself by your name and pronouns, or you may choose to write your bio in first person language and use the words like me or I. If your goal is to write a formal bio, writing in third person is best. If you're introducing yourself to an audience, using first person language may feel more natural. So friends, again, I think it just depends like where and who you're sending your bio to. If it's more of a formal event, it might be helpful to have a version of your bio that refers to yourself in third person. But if you're actually speaking in front of a group and you're sharing a little bit of history about who you are, what you do, why you're there, it's obviously going to feel more natural if you're referring to yourself as I or me. All right, friends. And tip number four is to take the time to edit your bio. After you've brainstormed and written a rough draft, it is time to edit. As a creator, I always recommend using Grammarly. This is not sponsored by them, even though it would be a dream to work with them someday because I use Grammarly all the time. Grammarly is a free editing tool and it actually shows you ways to improve your writing. One of the things that I really appreciate about Grammarly, like I literally will write my bio out in like a Microsoft Word document or a Google document, and then I will copy and paste my bio into Grammarly because it shows correctness, clarity, engagement, and delivery. And then it goes through and shows you different ways that you can improve or rewrite a sentence for clarity. Sometimes I tend to write something that's a bit wordy. And so it literally will show like, hey, you can simplify this sentence or this paragraph. Here's how you can do it. And then you can accept or reject the changes. Also, friends, I don't have an editor that I work with all the time, or actually I don't have an editor at all. And so it's really helpful to have a tool scan my work and show ways that I can improve it. I also recommend sending your bio to a friend to review it if, you know, you're not really into Grammarly and you tried it. Sometimes just another set of eyes can help you edit. All right, friends. So before I wrap up today's episodes, I also want to leave you with this tip about where to place your bio, where to store it. So I always recommend creating like a Google Drive folder of your name, the year, and your bio, and also including headshots in that folder. I would love to speak at more, you know, like events, conferences, and engagements. I do maybe one or two a year. And then if I'm interviewed for a publication, I also like go back to this, you know, this drive because it's really helpful to be able to just like have your bio and your headshots all in one place and then be able to like send it out anytime I'm tapped to speak somewhere or if I'm tapped to do an interview somewhere. It's just like helpful to have it already. That way you're not reworking or searching through your email or searching through, you know, like old work documents about like where you placed your bio. So yeah, that's like one of my tips for anyone out there. And again, like whether you're a creator or small business owner, you're a founder, just like having a place with where your bio lives and can be updated. And also you can drop in like, you know, your most recent headshots, whatever that may be, having it in a shareable folder online is so, so helpful. Additionally, friends, and I'm giving you like two bonus tips, but this just came to like top of my mind, is one thing I would really recommend is like, okay, you created this bio. Maybe you're like, I don't have like anywhere to send this to. Now that you've created that bio, that can be the basis for your reintroduction post, you know, for this year, for that quarter, for that month. I highly recommend like reintroducing yourself to your audience like pretty regularly, and regularly doesn't have to be every day, right? That could be once a month, once a quarter, once every 6 months, once a year, hopefully more than once a year. But when you write your bio out, like you've already pretty much written out your reintroduction posts, and you can, you know, kind of copy and paste or just like share, you know, small sections of it in it as you reintroduce yourself to your audience on social media. All right, friends. So before we wrap up today's episode, let's go through the tips one more time. So tip number one is to start with a brainstorm before you write a rough draft, especially if you've never written a bio before. It's really helpful to do a little brainstorm session on who you are, what you do, your values as a brand, maybe your mission statement, everything that you want to include. Tip two is to keep it simple. You don't have to overthink your bio. You literally can just go through and introduce yourself, your company name, what you do, purpose or mission statement. I mean, again, most bios are really straightforward. And so if it looks like, you know, not to say that if it looks like another person's bio, like that's not necessarily like a bad thing. Like as long as you're explaining who you are using your own words, obviously, right, you're filling in the information about like what you do, your prior history, and like your, you know, brand goals and mission statement. And so of course, it's going to be unique to you. Tip three, friends, is to decide if you're going to write in first person or third person. Stylistically, it's whatever makes sense, right, for, you know, for you, and also like where you're sending your bio to. And then tip four is to take the time to edit your bio. All right, friends, I hope this quick episode about writing a bio was helpful today. If you are writing a bio or you're working on it and you want me to see it and take a quick look at it, feel free to send me a message on Instagram, and I would love to see it and provide feedback. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate, review, and recommend the podcast to a friend. If we haven't connected on Instagram yet, you can find us at Emma's Edition and at The Creative Edition. Sign up for our email newsletter and join our Facebook group, and we'll see you guys next time.